Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rawlings. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Cleo Carlisle. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Buddy Meyer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Grover Hartley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tony Welser. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tony Welser. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rothrock. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm can't make a play. That's a base hit. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Rawlings trying to get to third. Metzler throws the ball into Calm, who tags Rawlings for the out. Two outs. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Toth moves to third. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toth scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCurdy for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Carlisle. Falk reaches second base with a double. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a pop-up towards third. Rawlings settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Rothrock moves to second. Two outs. Tony Welzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welzer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rothrock scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-1 in the game. Tobin hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Ward moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-1 in the game. Metzler bunts towards the mound. Welzer fields it and throws to third for the out. Thomas moves to second. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carlisle. Hunfield reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. Metzler moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-1 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metzler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-1 in the game. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Rawlings hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rawlings moves to second. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Carlisle takes first base on ball 4. Rawlings moves to third. Tote moves to second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-1 in the game. Jacobson strikes out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-1 in the game. Kham bunts towards the mound. Welzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to second. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Kid Wilson now playing center field. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartley strikes out. One out. Billy Rogel pinch hits for Tony Welzer. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-2 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to second. Two outs. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Russell now pitching. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Barrett strikes out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCurdy takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carlisle hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tote moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tote moves to third. Jacobson moves to second. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartley hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-3 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rawlings hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tobin moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Tote hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kid Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause pinch hits for Harry McCurdy. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause now catching. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carlisle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacobson moves to second. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rothrock for the out. Jacobson moves to third. Meyer moves to second. Two outs. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hartley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kraus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaum hits a fly ball for an out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Kaum moves to second. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Haney pinch hits for Jack Russell. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney strikes out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 4 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Rawlings hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Tote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Bradley now pitching. Kid Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunfield. The throw from Hartley and he is out, Rothrock applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a line drive into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.